How is it that I always get stuck with you on rooftop stakeout duty?
I'm sorry, Stu, are we not friends?
It's Eustace, and we never were.
Tease.
Shut up and sit down.
Fine.
Ow.
What now?
Sat on my dice.
Is that a euphemism?
No. See? Actual metal dice.
Where did you get those?
The crazy woman. But you can buy them at MetallicDiceGames.com.
MetallicDiceGames.com?
Yeah, and you can get 10% off from the Rancor's brothel. Or was that for the brothel?
Cecil.
Sorry, what? Yes. 10% off at checkout using code RBP10.
MetallicDiceGames.com, promo code RBP10?
Correct, my friend.
Yeah, we still aren't friends.
Don't care. Damn it.
What is it this time?
I have to pee again.
Just go.
Fine, but no peeking.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Nope, not gonna happen.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. Why didn't we go with the ball-shaving one?
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
Okay, did your video lag out, or did you actually wait like 3 seconds until after we clapped?
A little bit column A, a little bit column B, I think.
Oh, I didn't know we were clapping. Sorry, I didn't realize we were clapping.
Oh boy, it was totally useless.
What did you think the large asynchronous clapping sound was?
I don't know.
Why are they clapping? Did I do something? Hey.
I was still messing with effects and Foundry.
Oh, God damn it, Craig. Never change.
Also, Dave, FYI, apparently effects have nothing to do with... I cannot tie effects to items, so inventory doesn't matter. Just effects list does.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine it's probably going to be coming in a future version of the thing.
Yeah. Their clap sync or just go as is.
Are you going to participate in said clap sync?
Yes.
I'm just asking. Just curious.
Well, I heard 3, 2, 1 and then silence, and I thought we were just like giving some silent time at the beginning of the recording, like frequently do.
In the days of old.
Yeah.
All right. Let's clap sync then. In 3, 2, 1.
Troy didn't clap.
Yeah, I heard him say 3, 2, and then nothing. So
cool. I someone will figure it out.
As long as Troy's synced up with the first clap and I'm synced up with the second clap, we should be good in theory, right?
Carry on.
So yes.
How many times have we used alternate these recordings? Like, we're probably gonna be okay.
This is probably true. Hopefully.
If not, I'm sure it will be 5 or 6 hours of Schroeder and I's life trying to figure out how to make it sound palatable. No worries.
So deep in the who the f*** is tapping?
Not me.
You realize the big green box goes up around you when you make a noise, right? Like, it was kind of a rhetorical question. We all know who the f*** was tapping.
Is that a new feature?
No.
Oh, so deep in the bowels of the dead city, having recently sidelined an infernal knight on a bridge, you have closed a portcullis behind you and are making your way towards a bell tower in the distance, which has just rung. Nika is leading the way through these dark and dim streets, the wind still howling all around you. The cotton wool in your ears protecting you from madness. And As you're making your way towards that point in the distance, it's just sort of vaguely silhouetted by blue light. Nika falls back for a moment to get close to Kellen and sort of yells down at him. It says, "Do you know there's a spell called rope trick? Do you have it?"
Have it? Sure. Prepared? Much like my entire D&D career, I never seem to have what I need at the right time.
I really wanted to try it on the ship.
I did. I wanted to try it a number of times. But no, do I have it currently? I do not.
It's not a ritual, is it?
No.
Okay.
I have it, but I don't have it prepared either.
Nika sort of stops and looks around briefly. I don't think anyone's using a torch at this point. You all have dark vision of some sort, right?
Craig cast a spell to give,
Yeah, I think Claw is the only one without.
No, he has it innately.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then I'll update that token.
Dark vision twice on myself and on Alec.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So anyway, Nika looks around a bit and says, "No one seems to be following us right now. If we wanted to duck into one of these buildings and just hide out for a while, we probably could."
Is that a particularly safe choice? I mean, I'd love to, but is that a safe choice?
I don't think anything here is safe. It's just a, I don't know.
I'm down to give it a shot.
Are we talking a long rest or a short rest?
I mean, that'd be up to you.
I mean, the last time and we ducked inside a building, I got cursed.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
Surely.
I mean, I don't like my chances moving forward if my dungeon master is saying through the NPC, "You guys should probably take a rest." I feel like whatever we get ambushed at the rest may or may not be better than, you know, whatever big bad he's got in store for us.
I'll ask Nika, how far do we have to go?
He looks up and says, "Maybe another mile?"
I'll tell you guys, without an hour rest, I am fairly tapped on spells. If I can get an hour, I can get a couple back.
A short rest could be warranted. I don't think we're going to be able to get a long rest in without some kind of trouble.
Well, let's see if we can find someplace safe to hole up in. Is there a... maybe there's a building nearby with a basement we can hide in or something?
What do the buildings around us look like?
A lot of residential sort of buildings at the moment, but there's... it varies from block to block.
Any sort of like... trying to think here. Merchant? Store? Shop? Something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Is there any signage to tell what any of these buildings were, or is it all effaced and lost to time?
Oh yeah, it is long since, like most of these are in a ruined state of some degree.
I'll just open a door of some shop, see if it opens.
Okay. Yes, it appears to be unlocked, and inside there's just like a ruined, bunch of furniture, like, that was sort of propped in front of the door and is sort of long rotted and fallen down. It's just sort of bits of wood in front of the door now. There's a counter that was presumably for a storefront and a set of stairs that go up, although it looks like a few steps are missing.
Is there like a back room, storeroom, larder, something like that? Try to look for like an interior room that would be surrounded by four heavy walls, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and make a perception check.
Somebody good at perception? Yeah, I'll take a look. That's not bad for me. 16.
Okay. You hunt around a little bit and end up finding a cellar door that leads you down into a mostly empty spot with a few long broken barrels in them.
Gotcha.
Cool. Looks good. Let's go take a rest, and
I agree.
Keep moving.
Craig, can you arcane lock? Is that something Rook can do?
I don't have it prepared.
Oh, okay. I thought I had heard you mention that before, so I thought it was at least worth a shot.
I couldn't put an alarm on the door. I could do that as a ritual cast.
That's probably not.
So if someone steps in front of the door immediately.
That's not a bad idea.
We can do either an audible alarm or a mental alarm to myself.
Audible's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think audible alarm would possibly scare away anything that would set it off.
Okay.
Well, let's hold
Dave,
up.
I will.
Oh, go ahead.
I will do that. I will ritual cast an audible alarm outside the door.
Okay. So you spend 10 minutes working on that while I guess the rest of you are getting set up in the basement.
Yeah. Start a fire, pull out some rations.
Sounds good. Although the smoke will have nowhere to go.
Details. We're going to smother ourselves in here. Haha, didn't see that coming.
It's a sweat lodge.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's usually done with steam, not carbon monoxide.
It's going to be just... It's going to be just like, yeah, put yourself in the... Inside this horrific pandemonium, we're going to take a trip to another dimension. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Called death, and I'm not really wanting to go there right now.
All right, so maybe no fire.
Take an hour rest, see how it goes, and try for a long rest.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose we could try, but...
Let's see how the first hour goes anyway. That'll give me one big spell back.
Well, we could... Take multiple short rests.
Yeah, but he can only arcane recovery once a day.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
One, you can only take two short rests in a day, can't you?
Nope. Two is the suggestion, but there is no minimum and no maximum. I mean, I guess there is a actual maximum in that, like, if you took 8 short rests in a row, it would essentially be a long rest, and there are only 24 hours in a day, or however many hours in a day in D&D.
All right, I'm going to recover a 5th level spot unless you say we get interrupted in that hour.
That hour is going to pass peacefully enough.
I'm going to spend some hit die.
If you're regaining a 5th level, then you can also regain a 1st level.
I've only blown big ones.
Oh.
So, that's what she said.
I mean, Kellen's not f***ed around. I blew a 6th level, both 5th levels, and 2 of my 3 4th levels. Don't shake your head at me. I effectively nullified 2 bosses. You guys just chose to continue fighting one. We'll call them mini bosses. I feel like Dave's got something big coming.
That is also what she said.
Cool. And Foundry, under your hit dice, if you hit short rest and hit roll, automatically add the result of the roll points.
Your HP? Does that, does it let you pick how many die you want to roll? Dice, rather.
It would have to, yeah.
A fun little thing you said, it went away.
Does it let you, what?
Does it let you pick how many dice you want to roll? You may be dropping out.
If I don't keep Discord as the top window, my audio apparently drops out.
That's right.
Yeah, I ran to that last time, now that I remember. It seems to roll them one at a time.
Yeah, it does. It lets you select which hit die you want to use, and yeah, that's actually pretty nifty.
Does anything fundamentally change in that hour, as far as we can tell, Dave?
No. If like in terms of like the stuff that you can see outside or hear.
Yeah, like does it start getting like Dawn of the Dead things start gathering around? Is there a dark swirling cloud on the horizon or other things. I believe they call nothing it DM of, fiat.
Nothing of particular note seems to happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I assume those who are needing it are rolling hit dice.
Yep, I use 3d12s.
Cool.
I don't have an icon to
That's
know.
Insane.
You can go to your character sheet under the people icon on the top right. It looks to me like you're at full health. Yeah.
Wow, Claw took no damage in this battle.
Icon.
It's the third icon above the chat. There's the voice bubbles, there's the fist, and then there's the people. the actor's director.
That's annoying. So for some reason, the Divinity soundtrack, for some reason, the tracks from it hitch in Foundry and won't play and just sort of stops things until I hit stop and start again.
Gross.
And I noticed it last time, but I forgot to go back in and take them out or figure out what was causing it.
Damn, Jeff.
What?
That looked like a good roll going across the screen. If you click away from Foundry and then come back, I was looking at my character sheet, then all your dice just pop for me.
Yeah. Occasionally it can be a little overzealous if a lot of things have happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw Craig's as well. So it was just like all of a sudden like four or five sets of dice hit the table.
Although we also found out in a separate game that it's also one of the biggest things that causes Foundry to lag. So if you ever have Foundry lag, that's one of the first things to probably turn off.
Gotcha. Cool.
Okay. So your short rest passes uneventfully. You have a fire, which I guess the smoke just goes out the cellar door and then gets caught by the wind. Do you want to stay down there and try for a long rest or keep moving?
I'm all for keeping moving, but I'm not a spellcaster.
I point to Grandma and say, Nushka, the next one's on you.
You had most of your spells four and under, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let me magic missile the Asmodeus to death or whoever the hell we're going to find around here.
I've used about two-thirds of my spell slots, but I suspect I'm good to go and try and just get out of here.
Let's just sprint for the door then. I'll ask, since we're out of the wind, it's Nika, right?
Yeah.
He's never seen this space we're going to, or has he? He kind of has?
I have once, yes.
But he's not used it.
I've not found the door to Nephthalion. I found writings on the wall that referenced it.
Right. And at least for a while I had some sense of direction, I know that we're heading in a similar direction to where a door would be. Since we've only gone through one door, is this going to be like the other door where we just open it and pop into some other place? Is that how it normally works?
Usually, yes. They're invisible most of the time, and you bump into them by accident or if you know where they are. Which, also, I haven't mentioned it really, but that is something that could happen, could accidentally bump into a different door.
Great. Remember that DM fiat I was talking about earlier? Let's just sprint for the door then. I don't like this hellhole.
Okay.
We'll let Grandma Brass Rocks chop anything down that gets in our way, and then we'll all jump through the nearest portal and see where Dave wants us to go.
So are you moving on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So Nika sort of reluctantly stuffs the cotton wool back in his ears and gets to his feet, kicks the fire out. All right. I guess on we go. And climbs the ladder, leads you back out into the street. And you begin making your way down through the various windy avenues of the city again. Occasionally you do see something off in the distance, but they don't, these things don't seem to be following you with anywhere near the same tenacity that the creatures earlier did. And it seems more like what you're encountering at the moment is just as anxious to avoid you as you are to avoid it. After probably about another half hour or so, of going through winding streets, going down unfortunate staircases that you have to, you know, wind through various city blocks before you can find another staircase that leads you back up to where you actually wanted to go, and winding around, you eventually end up coming through a arched doorway into a bit of a small plaza that's just maybe 100 yards or so away from the bell tower that you've been aiming toward. There's a few little bits of ambient light coming from some lamp posts that appear to have like eternal flame in them, as well as a brighter light coming from the fountain itself. It's sort of just a sourceless sort of thing. It's just light somehow. And Nika sort of leans over towards Rook and says, I think this is it. I think it was on one of these walls here.
All right, let's investigate.
Is it well lit enough to be able to read the walls?
Well, you have dark vision anyway, so yes.
Okay, I'll start looking around the walls trying to find it.
Additionally, there are some scraggly trees growing around the edges of this plaza, which seems odd. This is the first anything that would remotely resemble, like, wild, you know, like any sort of plant growth that you've seen.
Yeah, hard to grow without sun.
That is usually a primary element, ingredient.
Well, I guess we wait to be attacked by plant people then.
Do you need us to make a roll, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead and make... for some reason, I kept thinking that there was a search roll, but that's 3.5.
Yep.
Oh, investigation is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing, yes.
I'm trying to decide which is more... perception is probably more applicable.
18.
Are we all rolling this one?
Yeah, sure.
15.
17.
Troy?
Craig's using the app. Oh, no, wait. Sorry, that was Jeff. Keep clicking over and it keeps popping back. I gotta remember that.
17.
You say 17? Oh, yeah, there it is on the screen. Sorry.
Okay, did I get a number from Troy? I haven't heard yet.
I believe he said 15.
Okay. So, Kellen, despite his bitching, is the first one to spot some Elvish scrawled on a wall, which I believe you speak.
I mean, I can. if you give me 10 you? Minutes.
So no?
No.
Okay.
I believe it was Alec that did. Maybe Rook.
Okay, so on like the west side of this plaza at the top of a short little staircase, you find some Elvish sort of scratched into the wall. It must have been fairly deeply scratched for it to still be visible. As you turn to yell, or yelling wouldn't work, but to motion to the others, you see something. You see against that pale blue glow, the silhouette of something descending out of the sky, something tall, something like 20 feet tall, that is like devouring all light and has two horns coming out of its head. It's sort of just floating down, spreads out two long gangly arms, and then alights right next to the fountain. Kellen, you recognize it immediately from textbooks.
Oh, yeah?
That shape is pretty unique to Nightwalkers. Beings of the negative plane that devour all life.
That doesn't sound great.
And you also remember one very crucial fact that will probably be important. If you hit zero HP, if this thing kills you, it kills you instantly. And pretty much nothing short of a wish can bring you back.
Dave's playing for keeps, guys.
Awesome.
I've activated the map in Foundry, and I assume it's probably loading for you.
90%.
Just thinking about it.
Okay. I didn't know it gave you a loading bar.
Yes. Now it appears to have started and is stuck at 90%. It is not yet moved, but it does show me a bar of 90% capacity.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should probably pick a feat for my level, finally.
Craig.
How about Nightwalker Slayer? That's a cool feat.
The best feat, yes.
I've told this before, but I did I think they were called Shadow Walkers in 3rd Ed, where you got more damage if nobody knew who you was. It was a prestige class. I just kept putting off telling the DM what my real name was, and it really pissed him off.
So there are a lot of options for feats, and I spent all my time reading all about all the new ones in Tasha's, and I forgot to get around to going back and comparing those against the regular feats in the player's handbook. So I just never picked one. But I figure if, you know, real death is on the line, maybe I should do that.
You know, as I was, after I put this encounter together, I was talking to Jazz about it, and I'm like, you know, if I kill someone, I have no idea how to introduce the new person.
We'll
figure it out if it happens.
See what?
It'd be honestly easier if you TPK'd.
Uh,
Campaign over. Thanks for playing, guys. Made my job easier.
No, it just meant that we could introduce four people at once that way.
Oh, okay. So you all start back in the starting city with this story of this ancient elven city.
We
sent off an expedition to investigate an underground elven city, and they somehow died in pandemonium. We're still not sure how that happened.
Essentially restart the campaign. Oh, God. But you don't find any of the necklaces until you find our four dead corpses in the pandemonium. All right.
This loading bar is a farce.
Apparently.
Mine finally popped up.
The funny thing is, it's not even that big of a map. We've used much bigger maps in the past.
Excuse me.
What the shit?
Whenever it does end up loading for you, you can go ahead and roll initiative.
It's been loading for like 5 minutes now.
You could try refreshing, maybe?
That's what I was going to try.
It's been making progress slowly, just very slowly.
Well, my bar looked like it got to 100%, the screen turned gray, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, that's what mine's done.
Weird.
Refresh.
Like, because it's like a 3000 by 3200 pixel image. It's not that huge.
Well, and if Jeff can see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Then it appears to just be something funky on our ends.
Oh, yeah, that is much smaller than what you normally use. While that's loading, I'm going to run and grab a drink real quick. I'll be right
back. Sure, may as well.
I refreshed entirely, but I still got nothing.
Oh.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
I think I fucked up, and I will...
What?
I will readily admit that I fucked up if you let me correct my fuck up.
Which is?
So... I looked at my sheet, and my sheet in Drive says I'm at full health, and I clicked over finally to look at my character sheet, and I believe I'm actually down hit points.
Your token is at 67 out of 87.
Yeah, my sheet is at 87 out of 87, and I don't mind spinning the hit die, because I definitely would have if I had known I was at 67.
Oh, I see. You didn't roll any during the short rest because you thought you were at full.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, of course you can.
If you don't mind me fixing that, I will gladly spin my hit die.
Totally fine.
Thank you. So that's 8. Whatever view I was in, it was not showing my HP.
Are you in Foundry right now? Do you see anything?
I just see a gray screen that says game paused. I don't know if you unpause.
I don't even see your name in the bottom left, like with the player list.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I'm getting the same thing that Cody is.
Mm-hmm.
Gray screen says game paused.
I
only see Game Master, myself, and Jeff.
I use 3 to go back to full, Dave, just so you know.
Well, even though it might make Jeff have to reload it, I'm going to go back to the world map and see if that loads for anybody.
Okay, I'm logging out and logging back in.
Now I see Cody's name pop up.
Yeah, anytime I try to go to the Fountain Plaza, it just doesn't do anything. It's not a terrible idea. Oh, there is an actual physical logout. I wonder if that makes a difference.
Try it.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Bum 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 bum. And I'm now.
What happened? I lost my map.
Yeah, I put us back to the world map so that we could hopefully all at least see something, and then I'll try again. Troy, do you see anything?
I'm logged out and trying getting back in because I had nothing.
Okay,
I had less than nothing actually. Like, all I have is the... Oh, wait a minute. Something's coming. All right, I'm back in the world.
Okay, I'm using the preload scene thing, so hopefully that should help. Let's see if this works. Once again, it shows me Jeff on this scene screen right away.
Yeah, I can see how Jeff pops over.
Yeah.
Oh, I popped in now. I now can see.
Well, Craig, we weren't invited to the fountain party.
I'm at 90%.
Not 90%.
Plaza, and then it seems to hang there. Well, I had shifted my computer's resource priority towards keeping Discord and Audacity up at the expense of other programs.
Troy's having the same problem, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's you. Just a thought. I'm just going to throw this out there. Does it have anything to do with the new bars you added?
No, because I haven't had that bar in a while. It went away for me. Of course, my internet is also shite, so.
Try this again. Okay, I rejoined the game. It said loading went all the way to 100%, but I still just see a gray screen in Fountain Plaza.
I still don't see your... Oh.
Troy reloaded, I imagine, and now he's back at the world map.
Yeah.
Nope, I didn't. I just clicked on the world map, and it popped in there.
Yeah, I could go back to the world map, but when I would go to Fountain Plaza, it would just be gray. See Craig clicked pull on world scene. Map.
I'm going to click on Craig, and I'm going to click pull to scene. See if that might work. I don't know.
It didn't seem to do anything to me.
Troy, why did you log in as the test character?
I didn't.
You know what?
Balls, I'm going to try balls. I mean, the other possibility is that I could nuke it. I could log out and start it over, which might refresh the server.
Yeah, probably not going to be a bad idea.
Well, all right, I'll try that.
No one to reconnect.
Yeah, I completely exited the program and I'm coming back in. Okay, I've restarted it and logged back in.
Well, that R came back for me, but image is very odd looking.
Is it like all pixelated and stuff? It might still be loading.
No, it's... Why don't you move? Well, maybe it's still loading. I can see, like, I see Kellen's character icon.
Okay, then no, it'll probably get there.
Yeah, I'm super zoomed in on my own character icon. I don't know if everyone loads in with that same perspective. I was kind of center of the left side of the map, so possibly.
Oh, well.
I've still got the game paused and a gray background on Fountain Plaza. World map loads instantly.
It's so weird.
It still says game paused when I go to world map.
Yeah, that's a universal thing. It doesn't change by where you are. It's so weird.
Can you screen share, Dave? Or not Dave, I guess, because you would have all your tokens on it. Jeff?
Yeah, we could do that if we had to, which it seems like I guess we might. Okay, so who... It looks like Craig and Troy are the ones who can't get to the map right now, so I guess I will give Jeff observer status on them. Or probably not observer, just owner.
Yeah, as I say, I want to try not to screw with Ableton, so I don't want to stream if I don't have to or watch the stream.
Right.
Oh, just loaded.
Oh, well, good.
Weird.
The same way it happened to me, it just popped for no apparent reason.
Okay, well then I will give Jeff permissions for Troy's token.
Can you see?
And if Troy does load in, great. If not, I guess we'll go through Jeff. Sound okay?
That works for me as long as Jeff, or as long as Troy can see it.
Yeah, I can. I'm looking at Jeff's stream.
Okay, I went ahead and stuck initiative in for everybody.
Did we roll that poorly, or are you still waiting for our rolls?
You did roll decently poorly.
I would say so.
So is there? Oh, okay. I can delete that. Okay. The Nightwalker is going to move first. It sort of hovers up off of the ground and floats forward about 5 feet in the air. And then as it sort of gets close to Claw, Nika, and Alec, it stretches out a long, shadowy finger towards Alec and toward Nika.
Now, just because we've been having foundry issues, should I be seeing any of this?
Its token moved. Did you see its token move?
I don't see a token for it at all.
You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing lighting and shadows, but I'm not seeing tokens or map.
What the balls?
I'm definitely seeing my token, and I can interact with it. But I'm not seeing a token for this Shadow Walker. I thought it was just hiding somewhere that I couldn't see.
No, that's right. It's right here.
That appears to be a cart.
Oh, I see you marking Game Master and Cody.
Yeah, because I say I saw nothing, so I assumed it was like in the shadows back here somewhere.
Well, and we're here marking people. I do not see their icons.
What on earth?
Does Jeff see an icon?
I see the spinning red X's.
It's a good question. Jeff, do you see the tokens?
I see the tokens on Jeff's screen.
Wow, I did have myself muted that whole time.
Oh.
No, I do not see any tokens.
But I see the tokens on your stream, Jeff.
I'm sorry. I see the tokens for our characters. I don't see any monster tokens.
The monster token must be invisible to us. Now I see it.
There you go.
That's because I'm an idiot. okay.
He's big.
My bad.
Yes. Well.
Okay. So, yes. It floats forward and extends a spectral finger towards Alec and towards Nika.
Hey, I got a question. Dave, do you have dark vision enabled on me and on Troy?
I do.
Can we try toggling that? Because if it's just affecting Troy and I, well, I guess the others have dark visions. There's no reason.
No, we can see I can see the token now. He turned it on.
All right. Some of the shadows just and lights disappeared and then came back, but I still don't see tokens or the map. That's so weird.
That's very weird.
He's like right here.
Okay. Going to world map and coming back fixed it finally.
Okay, good. Alec, that is a 25 to hit you.
I'm immune to shadow.
It's a feat he took.
I will assume that hits. Go ahead and make a constitution save.
I rolled a 13. I think I have a plus 5 or 6. Sorry, I'm like... really wanted to throw this fucking thing.
Okay, so 18 then?
Yes, 19.
19, okay. You will take 28 necrotic damage, and your hit point max is also reduced by 28.
Balls!
Cool. Troy, since, you know, your character's the resident, like, believer in God and light and stuff, can you divinely intervene in some way?
Possibly.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I have a map.
Nika also. Oh, good. Great. Nika also gets hit and badly hurt. You see his skin like drain of color and get slightly withered. Okay. As this thing has moved forward, you also feel sort of radiating out from it. Just this roiling aura of negative energy that just feels wrong, like it resonates with all your cells in all the wrong ways. Alec, you are up and 10 feet away from this creature. Make a constitution save.
I'm up?
Yep.
Question real quick. Do you guys still need my screen shared?
No.
I do not seem to need to. No.
Grady, you good?
Well, roll higher than me.
What?
It's a 17 on con save.
Okay. You take a further 18 points of necrotic damage.
Jesus Christ.
This does not reduce the max, though. And it additionally is going to have advantage on its next attack roll against you. But it's your turn. Go ahead and do what you want to do.
I am going to call upon my god Azuth and ask him, WTF, mate. I'm asking, how do we kill this thing?
Are you trying to use divine intervention, or are you just...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm using divine intervention.
If I recall correctly, that's a D100 and you have to roll less than your level. Oh, I suppose I can check. The SRD is right here. Divine intervention, blah, blah, blah. Yes, percentile if equal or lower than your cleric level.
You feeling lucky, Troy?
I rolled an 11.
You're level 12. Okay, and go ahead and phrase again what it was you were asking.
Can we best kill this thing? This shadowy creature monster.
Okay. That's the wrong RPG. That would not be helpful.
We're cross-pollinating RPGs. I'm cross-pollinating with DG, and that's a critical success.
Okay. Well, that might be fun. All right, is that... there is a sudden and blinding flash of sunlight in the midst of the fountain plaza as a sunburst spell goes off.
Nice.
Which, a 60-foot radius, which will only include the Nightwalker, and it has to make a con save. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, wait. I forgot to roll that at disadvantage because this is an undead. Okay, so it's going to fail that save and take 12d6 radiant damage and be blinded for a minute.
Thanks, God.
No, we know there's more than one. We have to just call him Alex God. Thanks, Alex God.
Please, please, I'm no God.
Okay, so it can make another save on each of its turns against the blindness. But for now, it is blinded and took a decent chunk of radiant damage. That does not appear to have dispelled it very much, but it has given you at least a window.
To the wall.
Balls.
Divine Intervention said that any like cleric spell was appropriate, so picked an 8th level cleric spell for you.
It's pretty solid. Pretty solid choice there, Alex Jesus.
I don't have that.
No, you don't.
Jesus picked it for you. You said, Jesus, take the wheel. And he said, don't worry, got this, bro. Boom, sunlight.
Which, actually, let me double check. I don't think the sunburst hangs around.
But if that's
I think
a cleric spell, then I should have it.
Not at
well,
that
yeah,
level.
Well, yeah, but it's eighth level. You can't cast those yet.
Can't cast it, but it should still show up on my list.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's from the PHP.
Is there any other detriment other than it being blinded?
No.
No save penalties, no anything like that?
Only whatever blinded would incur.
Gotcha.
Duration instantaneous.
Yeah. So, Alec, do you want to do anything else? Do you want to move, for instance? You know that you are still within its aura that damaged you at the beginning of your turn.
Yeah. I will move.
Where's the writing? We didn't really establish that on the map.
It's over here by you, Kellen.
Oh, okay. That maybe changes then.
Well, let me move.
I'm seeing you move a few different places. Because you were over here. Where did you want to move?
To move a couple of spaces. But it's not showing me move.
So I do have a new module on that basically is if you click it and if you just pick up your token and drag it, it'll give you a ruler now. So you don't have to separately select the ruler.
But when I try to move, it's telling me, it says, there's a wall there. You can't move.
Oh, yes. I do have invisible walls on the roofs of the buildings. Yes. Yeah, you can't go into the buildings.
Rook, which it doesn't look like there's anything there.
There's some kind of gray cloud or something that is making it really hard to distinguish the background image.
Ah, yeah, that's the aura. I can make it not quite as thick.
Oh, yeah.
If you made it over here, Troy, you'd be out of the aura.
I don't see anything. Like, I don't see what you're at or anything. It's like it's frozen for me.
Okay. I've moved you just a little bit further, 30 feet from where you were, and you're just at the edge of the aura. Nika is up and is going to try and climb up onto the roof here.
Can I ask a question, actually?
Sure.
Does that count as casting a spell?
Which? Oh, your divine intervention? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I guess if you wanted to cast a cantrip as a bonus action, you could. Actually, if you wanted to cast any spell as a bonus action, you could.
Spiritual weapon as a bonus action.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. I'm going to cast spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Dude.
I just like how Troy follows up. The power of God compels you with a fucking explosion of light with spiritual weapon. 1d6. I mean, every little bit helps.
D8, thank you.
Oh, excuse me. I stand corrected.
So you want to go ahead and roll for that spiritual weapon?
4 to hit.
Do you roll with advantage? I'm sure you didn't. It's blinded.
Yeah, that's true. It is blinded.
Hang me.
What? Troy, I think you're dropping out.
He just typed 27 to hit in the chat.
Ah, okay. There we go. Yeah, so 27 will hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
He now is type 9. I can hear you typing. I hear you hit your keyboard. So I know your mic's working.
All right, so that hits.
Well, I've been talking all kinds of shit tonight, and no one's hearing me, so.
Yeah, you're back. Okay, so now that weapon is attacked, Nika clambers up over some coffins and then grabs the edge of the roof and pulls himself up, runs a few more steps up onto the roof, and then turns and fires his heavy crossbow at the Nightwalker, which will just miss. Which is kind of hard, because this thing is huge.
Say he literally missed the broad side of a barn. Well, maybe not the broad side of a barn, but...
Anushka, you're up. Go ahead and make a... Yes. Go ahead and make a constitution save. You and Pipsky both, actually.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out Chrome. Pipsky got a 15.
Okay.
And I got a 24.
Okay. Pipsky will fail and will take some necrotic damage from its aura. 15 necrotic damage.
Okay. Okay, and, is this thing on the ground or is it still up in the air?
It's floating just like 5 feet off the ground. You could hit it from the ground.
Okay. Nushka is going to tell Pipsky, stay back. Get outside the aura so that she's not being hurt. And Nushka is going to dismount for 5 feet of movement and charge forward.
Okay. As you move past this tree, you see its branches begin sort of leaning in towards you. And you think that if you stay there, they're probably going to grab you.
Okay. Right? That's enough movement. Nope. That was 25 feet of movement. I will rage as a bonus action and start swinging.
Okay.
Take the -5 on everything. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to use the macros because I got that part set up.
Yeah. There's the toggle there for Great Weapon Master.
Where's that?
It should be in your macro bar. I set it up after last session.
Oh.
Now it should automatically do that math for you until you toggle it back off.
Oh, awesome.
Nushka is swinging harder. I need some character line from, like, oh, what's his name? Minsk will be free! Is it double -5s?
No, it's not.
I say, yeah, the macro's taking 2 -5s.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a 10 in there. Would have been 15 to hit.
Yeah, which actually will hit.
Oh, good.
You can hit the narrow side of a barn with an axe. Great sword.
Okay, my first attack of the round will have Divine Fury on it, or of the turn.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you fixed that. You added the greater than 3.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, to say, it did look like it calculated correctly.
So, 44 damage. That'll do, Pig. You drive your sword into the shadowy, ethereal nothingness. But you feel it solidly connect, even though it doesn't look like there's anything there for it to hit.
Oh, that should be 34, because I added the 10.
Oh, okay.
My second attack.
That's what we like to see.
A crit.
That is nice.
And there's no cheating bullshit on that. That was rolled on the macro.
Yep. What is that? Plus 14, critical hit.
Another 32 damage. Very nice.
And all action surge.
Nice. Okay. Fuck it up.
I'd only rolled once.
What's that?
I didn't hit advantage.
Oh, so that's wrong. Yeah. It seems like these bonuses aren't going correctly.
He's got 2 -5s in there, which isn't right. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, something's that right there.
Well, I thought I turned off Great Weapon Master.
You did. It says it's swinging normally now, but it's still like it's applying the minuses.
Yeah, it's...
weird.
Okay. I'll write off of that 20. 19 to hit.
Okay, yes, that hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Nice.
27 damage.
Okay.
Second attack.
Oof.
I doubt a 12's going to hit.
It does not.
Okay. I don't know. I'll take 3 out of 4.
Okay, that's
pretty
your
solid
turn.
Yeah, that's a move bonus and a standard.
Yeah, okay. Your action surge just gives you an action, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll an athletics check, because as you stand there, the tree reaches out and tries to grapple you. Well, or acrobatics, your choice.
I just got to look and see what my athletics is.
The game seems to think you got hit. It gave a whole narrative.
Plus nine.
Did you write all that in there, Dave?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yes, on a 24, you easily dodge out of their way. But you get the distinct feeling that these trees do not gain their nourishment from photosynthesis. Kellen.
Yep.
Go ahead and make a constitution save.
24.
Okay. You are able to resist the effect of the aura for now, and it's your turn.
So where is the writing actually at?
Like right here.
Okay.
I'll put a scribble on the map for reference.
Okay. I'm going to point at the thing and scream as loud as I can into the fury, signifying nothing. The power of Christ compels you, and it needs to make a charisma save.
Okay. For your reference, you are still slightly inside the aura where you are.
Yeah, I haven't moved yet. I want to see if the spell goes off first or not.
Okay, so charisma save?
Correct. You could roll badly if you'd like. I'd like it if you did.
It rolls a nat 1.
It's banished. And it's not native of this plane, so it ain't coming back.
For the listening audience, Cody is doing a happy dance on camera.
That's my three fucking sessions in a row. I have neutralized the big bad. That's what Kelly's doing.
At least twice with banishment.
Because you got the spell slot back from Arcane Recovery.
I had one fourth
he
level
had
back.
One fourth level left.
Yep. I do the old eye thing to Troy. Like, you and I got to talk about this God thing. I'm seeing what you're doing here.
Okay. Give me just a second.
Shredder, when you edit this, there needs to be like a when it disappears. I just imagine a big shimmery cloud as it vaporizes a la Star Trek, and then you just get that little pop. Thanks, Alex God.
You're welcome.
So do you technically you have to maintain concentration on it for the full minute before it happens, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. However, there's nothing else happening in the plaza. So nothing really will prevent you from maintaining said concentration. And after a minute or so, and you feel the spell sort of complete, as it were. And where the Nightwalker was, an elvish wooden woman suddenly appears sort of in midair and then drops to the ground, like screaming, sort of like as if she had been screaming before she appeared and just sort of suddenly continued as she appeared here.
Huh.
And sort of falls to her hands and knees, and then sort of stops, looks around, holds her hands up to her ears and covers them over the wind, and is just looking around in complete bewilderment.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at RancorsBrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at Rancors_Brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.